forget. They'll be remembering that long after we're gone, if the Lord tarries. Amen. All right, let's open our Bibles this morning to Matthew 2, if you would please. Matthew 2. We're going to read 12 verses this morning in Matthew 2. And as Christmas is approaching, and if we're not careful, we'll look around, it'll be gone. And we certainly want to enjoy the season. I thank the Lord He's let me enjoy 69 of them. A couple of them I don't remember a lot, but I've always had good ones. And some people's never had one good one. The Lord's let me have 69 good ones. If you're at the right place, Matthew 2, verse 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princesses of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. And when they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Thank you. You can be seated. Our Father, as we come this morning, Lord, to pray your blessings today, Lord, upon the scripture that we have read today, and Lord, that Lord, from it, that Lord, that you would, Lord, pull out some arrows today, that Lord, we might shoot out today in the congregation, and that they might find a lodging place in our heart. And Father, to those that are not saved, that Lord, those arrows might go deeply in, and deep enough they couldn't pull them out, Lord, without coming to the altar and praying and saying, Lord, what must I do to be saved? Thank you, Father, for all of your blessings. I ask you to forgive me, Lord, of my shortcomings, and I do come short of the glory of God. But I'm glad that, Lord, that you came to make up the difference, and we're thankful for all you do and have done for us. In Christ's name, amen. And amen. We could never get through December without a message about the wise men. But Job tells us that great men are not always wise. And these were great men, no doubt. But the Bible says, and Job said, that great men are not always wise. We know that today because we know a great man by the name of Solomon. And Jesus spoke of his wisdom and how wise that he was. And yet he made some unwise decisions when we look at the life of Solomon. We wonder how somebody that the Bible says was so wise could be so unwise. And in our text today, these wise men, and they're called Magi. And if you got a Scofield Bible, it says that in the heading of the scripture text that we read today. It talks about these, the visit of the Magi. Now, the Magi, they were men who studied the stars, and they advised leaders as to certain things that they might need to know. And we know where they were from. The Bible said they were from the east, it said in our reading. Men from the east. And most stuff you look at says they were probably from Iraq or Babylon. But these were men that were from the east. And we know why that the Bible doesn't say there were three of them. Brother Chester just asked me about this. The Bible doesn't say there were three of them. And some things you look at said there were as many as 12 of them. But the Bible didn't say. But we draw our conclusion there was three of them. Because the Bible does say that there were three gifts. The Bible said gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And so there were three gifts. And these men were men of wealth, probably. You say, why do you say that? Because the gifts were very expensive gifts. It was gold and frankincense and myrrh. And then not only that, they came all the way from the east in their day. It would have been a long journey. And they came, and that would not be cheap. And so it looks like they were probably men of wealth. And we commonly talk about these Magi, these wise men. We commonly talk about their wisdom. But this morning, I want to use this text today, if I might. I want to preach on the unwise Magi. The unwise Magi. And we look here at our text today and we realize that these were men that had direction. Now, they were not unwise in their direction. Now, before you get the wrong idea and jump to conclusions, these were not men that got up every day and picked up the paper and checked their horoscope. These were not that kind of men when we talk about they studied the stars. But they got their insight from the scriptures. Amen. You say, how did they even know about a star? Well, it comes from a prophecy that Balaam gave over in Numbers 24. And Balaam gave this prophecy in verse 15 down through verse 17. But in verse 17, he said, I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a sepulcher shall arise out of Israel. Now, these Magi, they studied the scriptures. They studied the word of God. They were not unwise in the fact that they got their direction from the Word of God. They studied men like Daniel and men like Micah. And Micah the prophet wrote, But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be a ruler in Israel, whose going forth hath been from of old and from everlasting. They got direction from the Word of God that this Messiah, that this King of the Jew, that he was going to be born in Bethlehem. And so they were men that studied the Word of God. And so they got their wisdom, they got their direction from the Bible. They got revelation, if you will, from the Word of God. when the angel came to Daniel in the book of Daniel in chapter 10 and verse 21, the angel came and he said, I will show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth. I like that. I often buy books from a company that's called Scripture of Truth. And I didn't realize that it came, never put it together, that it came out of this particular verse. But do you know that God gives revelation through the study of the Word of God? And it was as these men studied the Word of God, the book of Numbers, Daniel, the book of Micah, that God gave them a revelation of what was to be. Now these men, they studied the Scriptures daily. They were like the Bereans. And the Bible said they studied the Scripture daily to see if those things were true. They would have never been like the Pharisees who were always asking Jesus stupid questions. And Jesus would often say, you do err, not knowing the Scripture. Amen. Can I tell you that people that err and people that get messed up and caught up and really eventually took to hell are people that err because they do not know the Word of God. And that's why you need a good Bible believing, Bible preaching church. And good Sunday school teachers and classes is so that you might know the Word of God. Because many deceivers have gone out into the world. And if you don't know your Bible, you'll fall into the category of those in the last days that believe a deceiver, that believe a lie and are damned. These men, they learnt of redemption that was to come. And they learnt that through the Word of God. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 3:15, he talks about the Holy Scriptures which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through the faith which is in Jesus Christ. I'm glad the Bible is the best source that there is to find out what you got to do to be saved, how it is you are saved, how long you're going to be saved, and how to tell others about salvation. Amen. And so we see these men, they were not unwise in where they got the direction from. They were enlightened by the Word of God. They were not in error here because they were following the Word of God. They got educated by the Word of God. Can I tell you that the Bible will educate you? The Bible will help you to know some things you can't find from any other book. And so I say the Magi, I say they had direction and they were not unwise in their direction. But we find out here in verse 11, we find out that the Bible said when they finally found him, the Bible said, and when they were come in the house. Well, we know that this is not commonly what we see in the churchyard and down at the courthouse. That manger scene and the wise men there and the shepherds there and Mary there and Joseph there. We know that that's not the case. We know that it was 2 years before these Magi ever found the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why I say they were unwise. You say, why were they unwise? They were unwise in their delay. Amen. In other words, it took them a while to find the Christ. Can I tell you, some of you, you've not found the Christ yet. And you're kind of delayed about doing that. And the reason is that you may be like these Magi, and you may be unwise in some things that you're doing. Now let me say this, they were following the Word of God, and the Word of God got them from where they were to where they are now, Jerusalem. In other words, the Word of God had gotten them from where they were to where they are at. Can I tell you, friend, the Word of God, it'll take you a long ways. And the Word of God, it'll help you to find the Christ. Amen. Not the Christ child, so to speak, but the Christ that was crucified on a cross, buried in a tomb, raised on the third day. It'll help you find Him. Amen. But you see, they got delayed. They got a little off track. They were 2 years in finding the baby Jesus. You say, why was that, Brother Rick? Well, first of all, I see them when they get to Jerusalem. I find them in the palace. You say, what is that? Hey, you know it's a palace because the Bible said that Herod the king was there, and that's where he would have been. Amen. And so I find them in the palace. Now, this tells me they went from following the Scripture to following personal logic. You say, why do you say that? I say that because humanly thinking and personally thinking, where would you expect to find a king? Well, in the palace, amen. And so the place they come to looking for the king is they come to a palace, amen. That's why the Jews missed Jesus. That's why the world missed Jesus. You say, why? He didn't come where they thought He would. He didn't come like they thought He would. And so they missed Him. They missed Him. And so a lot of people are still missing the Lord because they're going by personal logic. I thought this is the way it would be. I thought this is where I'd find Him. Can I tell you, personal logic will lead you off track every time. I think about Jesus' mom and dad when they got lost Him. And the Bible said they sought for Him among their kinfolks, but they found Him not. In other words, their personal logic was telling them He's there among the family somewhere. Can I say this? This is not the case every time, but probably the last place you'll find Christ is among family most of the time. And the Bible said He looked for Him among their kinfolk, and they were not there. I believe that they were using a personal logic. Well, He's a king, so He must be down at the palace. That's where kings would be. But this is a king like no other king. This king was born King of the Jews. He didn't get elected. He didn't get put into place by some earthly people. He was king because the Bible said He was born King of the Jews. This king is different than any other king. Most kings are surrounded and loaded with riches and all of that. But this king, the Bible said that He became poor so that you and I might become rich. Amen. This king is unlike any other king. Every king in the Bible, and there's a bunch of them, but every king in the Bible, their reign finally come to an end. But this king I'm preaching about this morning, the Bible said the increase of His government, it'll go on and on and on, and of the increase there will be no end. Amen. I'm talking this morning about a different type of king. And I say the unwise Magi were unwise in their personal logic. You can't figure God out. Some of you have never found him because you're still trying to figure him out. Let me help you out a little bit. I got saved at 10. I've been preaching going on 44 years, and I ain't figured him out. Brother Mike, sometimes I think I know less about him now than I did when I started. Read the Bible, studied the Scriptures, heard great men of God expound them. But I wake up in the morning sometime, and my mind is puzzled about things I don't know about this great God. But you know what I do? I just bow my head every day and I say, Lord, I can't figure you out. I don't know all about you. I can't explain you. But Lord, I do believe what your word said. I believe that you are. I believe there is a God. And I believe, Lord, that you reward those that diligently seek after you. They had a delay. They were unwise because of personal logic. I believe they were unwise, and I'm sure about this, because they went to Herod the king. They went to the political. They went to the politician of their day. Anytime you get messed up with the government, you're going to be delayed. Can I get an amen? Have you ever tried to get a Social Security number? Have you ever tried to talk to the government on the phone? I tell you, the only reason anybody in a sane mind would ever even try to talk to them is because you simply have to, amen. You have to. But the Bible said that they came to the political leaders. If you want to find Jesus, the last place you want to go is to the political leaders. They don't want to find him. They want to get rid of him. That's who got him out of your schools, your courthouse. That's who would get him out of your home if they could. That's who got him off the street corner. You see, it was the political leaders of that day. Well, they were unwise to go to them. And then there was their personal feelings. Now the Word of God had got them from wherever they came from to Jerusalem where they were. But now they feel like they're lost. Their personal feeling is, we're lost. We need to go ask somebody for directions. Be careful about asking for directions. The Lord knows that as a saved preacher, I've been lost more than any other preacher. Traveling this country and going from place to place, and before the days of GPS, I had to stop and ask somebody for directions. And you don't want to stop and ask somebody for directions. You say, why? Because they'll give them to you whether they know where you're going or not, amen. And you'll even get more lost. These unwise Magi, they're going by their own personal feelings, and they feel like they're lost. But they're only 5 miles from Bethlehem. They've come all that way, but they're only 5 miles from Bethlehem. You cannot go by your personal feelings. I mean, I like feelings. I'm for feelings. I want some feelings. But when it comes to salvation, you cannot make that the bottom line. You say, why? Because sometimes like them, you get confused and you don't know where you're at and you wonder if you're even saved. Your feelings tell you, you may not even be saved. But the Word of God, it still says the same thing it said 20 years ago when you got saved. You see, they involve their personal feelings. They felt like they were lost, but they're very close. Very close. You may be lost this morning, but you're not far from the kingdom of God. Jesus, Paul said, the Lord, He's not far from any one of us. If we begin to feel after Him, you'll find Him. That's feeling by faith. You'll find Him. Amen. It looks like that something happened. It looks like the star, whatever it was, a star, angel, whatever it was, it looked like that it disappeared. And maybe that's why they went to the palace. They lost sight of the star. Maybe that's why that they went to inquire, because somehow or another the light had went out. Can I tell you something? Listen, even if the light goes out, and it will, there'll be times there'll be no light. There'll be times that God will seemingly put you in the darkness. But you know what you do? You don't start going asking politicians. You don't personally, logically try to figure it out. You just keep putting one in front of the other. You say, what is that? That's the step of faith. You know where they got off track? When they quit going. You know when they got off on the wrong foot? When they quit walking by faith and trusting the Lord. Let me tell you something. That star, it disappeared. But listen, there'll be times that you won't feel the Lord. You won't see the Lord. There won't be any light. But you go on the light you already got. And you keep walking. So I say the unwise Magi. And that was the only place that I find any that they were unwise. But then I find they were very wise when it was unwise. You say, why? Because in verses 3, the Bible said, when Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled. Jesus troubles a lot of people. And all Jerusalem with him. When he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people. And then Herod, when he had privately caused the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him. I see the Magi, they were wise in where they got their direction. They were in unwise because of their delay, but they were wise in their discernment. You say, what do you mean? Now, they had left the Scriptures. They had strayed off path, if you will, but they still had enough sense and enough discernment to go back to the Word of God. Can I tell you this morning, listen, I'm telling you, you may have got off path this morning. You may have went down a wrong trail. You may have found yourself down in the far country somewhere. But I pray God gives you enough discernment to come to yourself and say, today I'm going to rise up. I'm going back to the Father's house. I'm going back to the Scriptures. I'm going back to the Word of God. That's what they did. What they did. Can I tell you that when they went back to the Word of God, you see, where's that at? In verse 5. For thus it is written by the prophets. Like a light comes on. Oh yeah, God did say that, didn't He? God did say Bethlehem. And you know, when they returned back to the Bible, the star appeared again. You say, what are you saying? You come back to the Word of God. You come back to the things of God, and the light will come back on. Amen. Amen. They had discernment. They returned to the Word of God. Most people leave the Word of God, don't never come back. When they leave the Word of God for things that are not the Word of God, they never come back. Not because they can't come back, they just, for the devil and a thousand other reasons, they never do come back. But it is a wise person that will come back to what the Bible says. You may have left the Bible about your marriage. You may have left the Bible about something in your life. But it is a wise person that says, I'm going back to the Scriptures. I'm going back to the Bible. They had discernment because they refused this sovereign, this Herod, if you will. Herod said, the Bible said Herod was troubled. They could see that. Can't you see it? Whenever you mention Jesus or being saved or lost or going to hell, can't you see it on their face? Every time, that faith is an indicator of what's going on down in the heart. You can see it on their face. And they seen, when they mentioned Jesus, born King of the Jews, they could see the troubled look on Herod's face. And they said, something's not right here. Something's not right here. Can I tell you that if you're saved by the grace of God, that you got something they didn't have? You got the Holy Ghost living inside of you. And He's like an alarm system that goes off. And He'll let you know something ain't right here. Something's wrong. They had discernment to pick up on that. And then Herod said, hey, when you find Him, said, come back and get me so I can go and worship Him too. But they had enough discernment that the Bible says, and being warned, verse 12, of God in a dream, that they should not return to Herod. They had enough discernment not to go back. They'd been there once, but they had enough discernment not to go back. Listen, you can get off track. You can find yourself in places you shouldn't be, and we all have. But listen, have a discernment to know something's wrong. Have enough discernment once you get out of there to say, I'm not going back to that lifestyle anymore. I'm not going back to that place anymore. They had discernment. And then the Bible said in verse 10, when they saw the star, they had discernment to recognize the star when they seen it. You ought to have enough discernment to know where God's at and where He ain't. You ought to have enough discernment because, like them, you studied the Bible, you studied the Scriptures. You ought to have enough discernment to know when something's right and when something ain't right. They discerned that something was wrong there, but when they went back to the Scripture, the light come back on again. Whatever it was, it come back on again. They had enough discernment to start following it again. Listen, you may have got off track. You may have been unwise. You may have quit following the Lord. You may have got out of church. You may have got away from God. You may have quit reading your Bible. But listen, have enough discernment to go back to it. Have enough discernment to follow the Lord. I like that song about following the Lord. I have decided to follow Jesus. Amen. I like that. Amen. And so these unwise Magi, they were wise in their direction. They were unwise in what caused their delay. They were wise in that they had discernment. And these Magi, they were delighted when they found the Christ. The Bible says, and when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped Him. They had delight. They were delighted. They were delighted in their worship. Have you ever noticed people that worship the wrong thing and worship the wrong God? They have no joy. They have no delight. They have nothing that would make them have delight in their heart. You say, why? Because what they worship is wrong. But they had delight. You say, why? They were worshiping the right thing. They were not worshiping Mary. You ever notice folks that worship Mary instead of Jesus? They have no delight. You say, how would you know? I pass them every Sunday on the way to church. They're lined up out the door and down on the sidewalk. And one of these days I'm going to stop and just start passing out tracts. Because most of them are poor Mexicans that have been deceived. They don't know nothing about God. Many times they've just been brought up that way. That's all they know. But one thing I notice is they're always sad looking. They're always sad looking. You say, why? Because they're worshiping the wrong thing. But the Bible said that these Magi, watch it, they fell down and worshiped Him. When you're worshiping Him, you have some joy and delight when you really get to worshiping Him. And I'm talking about really get to worshiping Him. We got in a service over in North Carolina, Jamestown, North Carolina, on a Wednesday night. And we got to worshiping Him. It wasn't just, one person in a corner somewhere. But everybody got to worshiping Him. And the Lord, He moved upon my heart and gave me a thought that I couldn't get over. He actually gave it to me the day before, and I mused on it and thought about it. And I said, if the preacher gives a chance for a testimony, I'm going to stand up and tell about it. But the preacher didn't give one on Tuesday. But on Wednesday night, the preacher come down to the end of the service. They were asked, has anybody else got anything to say? And I couldn't hold it in. I wasn't even trying to. And I stood up and I said, I was sitting here yesterday and you had the Rogers family to sing that song that they sung, that you've had them to sing every day this week. You've had them to sing that song. What was it, Caleb? You remember? I've Been Changed was the name of it. They sung it I don't know how many times. And while they were singing it on a Tuesday, the Holy Ghost, He come and ministered to my heart. And He said, you've been changed. And I got to thinking about, 40 years ago, how I was, how I talked, where I'd go, what I'd say, what I'd look at. And God got to blessing me. And there on the end of the pew was my granddaughter, Davany. Sister Kay, I said, I'm so thankful that I've been changed. And I'm really, really thankful that my granddaughter sitting down on the end of the pew never knew the me that used to be. She never heard me say things. She never saw me do things. Man, I got to worshiping God and weeping and just thanking God. And I felt somebody put their arms around me. My granddaughter on the other end of the pew, she had slipped out. And she come on the side where I was and she was a-hugging me and she got to shouting. Amen. Now, if you want to get a blessing, let your grandkids get a shout. Amen. I'm telling you, if you was worshiping, that'll help you to worship even more. And I had joy. I had delight because I was worshiping Him. They had joy, delight in their worshiping. They had delight in their giving. Look at verse 11. They presented unto Him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They had delight in their giving. I can see them smiling. I can see them as they're giving thanks to Him. And they got delight in their giving. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9 and 7, the Bible says, God loves a cheerful giver. I heard a preacher say one time that that meant God loves a hilarious giver. So I typed in hilarious. What does it mean? And it said cheerful. Your Bible got it right. Listen, it's a blessing to have something to give to God. And to give to Him, amen. They didn't give it to Mary. They didn't give it to somebody else. They gave it to Him. And they had delight in their giving. Let me say this and I'm done. They had delight in their departing. The Bible said they departed unto their own country another way. We might say this, we might say they went home happy. They went home delighted. If we go to church and we really worship Him and we really give Him not just monetary gifts, but we give Him our praise and our adoration and our worship, we're going to leave here delighted. Amen. The Magi had great delight. They had what Simeon had. You say, what Simeon had in Luke 2 and verse 29 and 30. Simeon said he could depart in peace because his eyes had seen the salvation of the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, listen, you can depart in peace if you have seen the salvation of the Lord. Amen. And you can be just like these wise men. You can leave. You can depart. You can go into your home another way. You came in one way, but you can leave another way. Another way. Well, the wisest of men apart from Christ is unwise. All of us at some point in time, we make a step in the wrong direction. All of us go somewhere, say something, do something that gets us off track and we lose sight of where we're supposed to be heading. But I'm glad that even unwise men can become wise again. And people that's done the wrong thing, went to the wrong place, said the wrong thing, they can make it right. And when you make it right, you'll have delight. Father, I come to you.